BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Sophie, I'm 16 and I'm from Warrington. You might not know this, but the Scott Mills Show made me physically sick. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
Louder, no, longer.
In the middle of Debenham,
surely. Yeah. Go!
1 minute, there's a woman giving me evils. Scott Mills!
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Great.
Yeah.
One.
Hello! A weekend, anybody? Have I caught you at a bad time, Sophie?
No, it's fine. I'm just freaking out a bit. Sorry.
And what are you doing at the moment?
Bra shopping.
Bra shopping. Can I help at all?
No, not really. Unless you can tell me why bras are so dear.
I would go for a 62M.
Really? Isn't that a bit big?
Is that one?
I think that's a bit big, to be honest with you.
Do they go to M?
I don't think they go to M.
I haven't got a clue, love.
Oh, it's awkward, that, isn't it?
We talked about this on the show before. I honestly don't understand it.
Me either.
So where do you normally listen to our show?
When I get home from college.
Oh, where do you live?
I live in Warrington, it's in Cheshire.
I know it.
Do you know it?
Yeah, I've been there.
It's a great place.
Been to the IKEA, actually.
My sister works there.
Yes.
She's jumping at me, sorry.
Hiya.
He says hiya.
Why did our show make you physically sick?
It was just go on pigs, I'm sorry. It was so funny.
What? Tell me what happened.
Well, we were playing innuendo bingo on the podcast because we were at home on our own at night.
Yeah.
And we both got a cup of water. And I went to drink mine and go on pigs came on and I was just laughing so much and I was just sick in my cup.
Oh, no.
I know.
I like it that you're making innuendo bingo a thing, though, like part of your evening now.
I know, we want to be, like, the phone correspondents, so, like, when one of them's not in, like, Becky or Chris, we want to be, like, substitutes.
We can do that, but you have to promise not to be sick, because Becky hates that, and if it's Chris that's off...
I know, Becky hates sick.
Chris has already thrown up twice on the show while Becky's been in it. We can't have it happening again.
No, I've controlled it now. I've tamed myself.
Have you, though?
Yeah, I have.
Go on, pigs!
Oh, my God.
Right, well, I'm sorry we made you sick.
It's fine. I'll get over it.
Well, listen, thank you very much for introducing the show today.
You're welcome.
And I hope you get a lovely bra.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Want to intro the show next week? Then get in touch with me. Send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk with your name, age, fascinating fact, and your number. Scott Thanks to everyone texting in with this advice about how to work out what bra size you are and giving me just different kind of tips and stuff. It's very confusing. I've still got no idea. Like, one's D and one's DD. What is that? God. Blatantly going to have to get something else for Mother's Day now, aren't I?
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Surprising amount of people... Do remember that Jessica Simpson song that me and Greg sang at the Radio 1 karaoke last night? It's a bit of an anthem, isn't it? Okay, well, it's awful, but it's brilliant at the same time. Also, last week, Becky, who isn't here today, as I said, was on a train to Reading after the show one night, got talking to some commuters, as she did. They then spilled some red wine on her Converse, but it's fine because she was getting a new pair anyway, and they asked for a particular song on tonight's Wonder Years, and she tweeted me about it. That song, if you're one of those commuters, is coming up in the Wonder Years tonight, and I'm particularly proud that it's in there. And also, Ben in Chelmsford's been on, who thought I was serious about getting my mum a bra for Mother's Day. Ew, as if.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Text has just come in from Sophie, who introduced the show. She says, bra trip was unsuccessful, Mills. Sophie, off of Sick in a Cup. Thanks for keeping me updated. BBC Radio 1, Karen's been on. She loves 24 Years at the Tap End, but she says, I ordered something offline and it arrived today. The sender's address was Pinner. It's a real place. Yes, it is. We didn't make it up, it's not fictional. So I came to America once and they were like, you mean there's actually a place called Notting Hill? Yes, there is. Hi, Amy and Louise, who have just played Innuendo Bingo on the podcast. A lot of people are doing that now. Like, some people are making it part of their Friday and Saturday evening plans. Just get the free download on and play along. Because sometimes you're driving or whatever, or you're busy during Innuendo Bingo on a Tuesday night. So it's a good idea to just get the free download from the Radio 1 website, and then you can play along at a later date. It's all good. Also, Simon's been on, and Kirsty and Luke in Bristol. All very much looking forward to the Wonder Years tonight. Last week's was hard to beat, but I think I might have done it. You'll have to let me know at 5 o'clock. And hello, Terry and Glenn, going to see Nero tonight. Bass face. Make sure you take it along with you. Oh, there's a new one as well, discovered by one of our listeners, Andrea. Hula hoop face, but she doesn't actually describe what hula hoop face is. I imagine you would have your mouth open, but I've never really done hula hooping. I've tried it once and I've failed.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download